The death angel cometh. The death angel cometh. I think I can prove it. With just a few data points, I think I can prove that the coronavirus is a judgment on the Pharaoh and his slaves. Whether it's Rockefeller, Rothschild, or Bill Gates, whoever's in control, the same, there's nothing new. Just like in Egypt, you can, here's some data points. The USA, if you look at Lady Gaga, Rihanna, what's the other lady? She just got pregnant. She's going to have a baby. What's her name? I forget it. Katy Perry. You look at all their videos, it's about Babylon. It's about Egypt and about the third eye, Babylonian Babel. And God said, let my people go. Moses, let my people go. Moses said, let my people go. And the Pharaoh said, no. And so you look at all the data points, the earthquakes, the tornadoes, the coronavirus. Before the coronavirus, which is all over the world now, you saw China had a Red Sea, you know. You see the fireballs coming out of heaven. You see the chemtrails. You see the skies are clear right now, right? Let my people go. And so if you look at all the things that happened to Egypt, and if you claim the blood, you're under the blood, I wouldn't be surprised if no Christian died of the coronavirus. I wouldn't be surprised. I think it's a virus. I mean, I think it's a plague from God. The death angel, the whole world, let my people go. And so the devil, who's the god of this world, the same thing is happening now as that happened in Egypt.
McDonald's, for you.
So the same thing that's happening now happened in Egypt, and you see the typology all over the place. Egyptian symbolism. They were doing the third eye symbols. They were doing the 666 symbols. They were proud of it, and they were winning. So they thought. And then somebody's bringing the Christians through, like Trump, a typology of Noah, you know. 2020 is a double cross, right? They thought Trump was going to be on their side and build up their system, but he went against China. He went against... He's up there saying, look, the people need to be free. The people need to work. The people need to get out. The people need to... The free market needs to be in place, you know? Not socialism. And so if you look at the plagues of Egypt and you see the Pharaoh were keeping the Israelites in bondage, now the saved people are the ones that are trying to wear out the saints. The Bible says they're trying to wear out the saints, right? We didn't know these snakes and narcissists existed. We didn't know what a narcissist was playing all them games. Now it's being revealed. The truth's being revealed about what these snakes. They can't hide anymore. Look at all the businesses that are worried about getting sued and social media, and they look bad. They were going to get onto Amazon, and Amazon backed down because the people were revolting, you know? I'm about 80% sure this is probably the death angel. You better have the blood on the doorpost. That's all I'm saying. Think about it. God had told him, said, don't come out of your house for 3 days and put the blood on the doorpost. And what's happening now? Stay in your house. Stay in your house. It's tornadoes. We had like 20-some tornadoes here yesterday. Stay in your house. People are going crazy. there was a news article. What made me think about it was there's this nurse. She did self-quarantine, right? For 14 days, and she didn't go out of the house, and she still got it. She still got it. She didn't contact or go out of the house, anybody, and she still got it. So I started thinking about it. If that's true, she didn't leave the house and she still got it. The death angel visited her. The Bible talks about mildew. The Bible talks about rot, plagues. Think about it. They were destroying the earth, the bees, the chemtrails, the global warming. They were doing it. They were doing the global warming. I'm not even saying it's a thing. But I know they were killing the bees. That's an absolute fact. The bees disappeared. There used to be bees everywhere. So God has to destroy those who would destroy the earth. I wouldn't be surprised if Bill Gates didn't get the coronavirus, or Rockefeller or Rothschild or somebody. These leaders are going to get it. There's talking about another wave coming, a second wave coming, right? This is the first wave. I haven't met one Christian that said they have it. I haven't talked to any born-again, true born-again saint that says they had the coronavirus. And if they do, I'm pretty sure they recover. Back in December, I thought somebody was poisoning me. I did a video on it. And I might have had the corona. I might have had just a touch of it or whatever. But I didn't die. I didn't go to the doctor. This is probably a warning to see if people repent. So if there's another wave that comes up in August or whatever, and people haven't repented, that might be it. Let my people go. The Pharaoh had slaves. The rich were getting richer, the poor were getting poorer. And now all the billionaires, not all of them, but a lot of billionaires now became millionaires. They lost billions. They went from billionaire to millionaire, a lot of them. The Bible talks about that, giving their wealth to the elect in exchange of wealth. Because they don't believe the Bible, judgment is on them. It's sad. But so the data points are this: nothing new under the sun. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be. As in the days of Lot, so shall it be. Fireballs from heaven, floods. God made a covenant, said he's not going to flood the earth again, but he's going to burn it up. Next time it'll be by fire. So if there's nothing new under the sun, the same thing that happened, the Pharaoh, if you look at the news, all the data points are pointing to it. One of the things about the news to your phone, you get to see a lot of stuff happening. So there's a lot of nation states right now where the dictators are rising up. They're getting rid of voting. They're getting rid of votes. And they're becoming dictators. There's like five of them right now across the world where Russia, he got rid of the Constitution. He's becoming a dictator. He changed the Constitution. He's probably going to be a lifelong leader. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't stop the voting in the USA. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't even be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked if they canceled the vote, Trump became a life president and was setting the captives free, set my people, and the Democrats fall by the wayside. I wouldn't even be surprised. They're changing marriage. They're killing babies. They're chemtrailing, trying to change the times and the seasons. They're just doing everything that's contrary to what's normal. And they're just trying to destroy the types and shadows. And God said, I had enough. And the coronavirus shut everybody down. Look, they quit making these Ford Fiestas because everybody had all that money to buy SUVs. Now the SUVs are going for like 30% less than what they were. Somebody just told me that today. They're going to have to start making smaller vehicles again. The pride of man. When Ford's, I knew something was up. When Ford said they're not going to make cars anymore, they're just going to do SUVs and trucks. I said, that's not even right. What about the poor man? Needs a car. I said, that's not even right. Something ain't right about that. And I bet you now they're going to reinstitute a small car because people aren't buying the big cars now. They're going to have to start making the small one again. When the elect saints, whether you're Jewish, whether you're born again, whether you're the angels of heaven, even when Michael the archangel fought with the devil, he said, the Lord rebuke you. He wouldn't even, you know, he called on God to rebuke the devil. He wouldn't even fight with the devil. He durst not bring a railing accusation against the devil because of the body of Moses. Where's the body of Moses? And the angel said, the Lord rebuke you. He didn't even fight with him. So it takes God. Now look how God worked through Moses. I said Noah, but I meant to say Moses. Look how God worked through Moses. Let my people go. Or was it Noah? I got kind of a few views now. Let's see. Noah. Yeah, Moses. Moses means Noah is Neo. Moses. Yeah, he split the sea. Yeah, so Noah built the ark, right? Carried people through to the other side. Then you got Moses. Let my people go. Let my people go. I've been studying the code for the last 7 years. Really, the last 10 years, I kind of forgot some of my Bible stories, but I know them. I just forget the name sometimes. But the code reveals it because Noah is Neo. And Neo is a type of apology. Bringing people through to the other side, the floods, you know. He built the ark according to the pattern. And then you got Moses. He built the temple according to the pattern. God said, build this temple according to what I'm telling you to build it. Okay. Noah, build this ark according to what I'm telling you. Okay. And so now he's telling you, as a vessel of the Holy Spirit, to walk in the Spirit according to the pattern, the pattern. And so the pattern is to follow after Christ. Those that worship must worship in spirit and in truth. And so I wouldn't be surprised one bit if this corona is like the plague. And so you better put the blood on the doorpost of your heart, because this is serious business. If that woman got, she locked herself in the room for 14 days and still got it. Locked herself in her house, I mean, for 14 days and she still got it. That tells you right there. this thing is spreading some other way. Even if it is man-made, you know what? It might not even be. It might. The whole story might be a lie. They might be trying to hide the judgment of God. Stay in your house. Sounds just like the Old Testament. Stay in your house 3 days because the death angel's coming by. Just passing it on, people. Something to think about.